This feels super weird. I you know, I do shows and stuff, and I'm just the only one talking, but this feels even weirder. Shut up. That's not happening. Sketch. Yeah, that would be kind of weird. Okay. Well, since it's a little after 7, I'm going to go ahead and get started since I'm recording it. And if anybody misses the beginning, they can just listen. So I have a lot of questions here. You're welcome to, you know, pop out if you start getting bored. You are. Oh, okay. Okay. All right, so I'm doing an AMA on my Discord server, and I had people send in questions anonymously or through my Reddit, which is Glimmer and Gold. I don't know if you're here, you probably already know that. And I'm just going to go through and read the questions and answer them in the order that I received them. If you have questions and you haven't given me any questions, you are welcome to type them in the general chat or I guess DM them to me if you want to stay anonymous. So the first question is, what is your favorite audio that you've recorded? That one's really difficult because I enjoy all my audios for different reasons, but I would say that the Let Me Give You What You Need, which is an FDOM 45 minute long audio that I did for an exchange earlier this year, was probably my favorite, just because I put so much time and effort into it. I'm sorry, I'm like really nervous and I don't know why. But anyway, so I put a ton of time and effort into that because I really wanted it to be like the absolute best that it could be for the person who was receiving it. And so I stalked his profile and just listened to like all of his audios and tried to figure out all these little things that he was into. And so it ended up being like a 45 minute long audio, and I was just really, really proud of the effort that I put into it. So that's probably my favorite. What's the purest thing you can think of off the top of your head? Off the top of my head, it's gotta be kittens. Kittens are the purest thing on this planet, and I will fight you if you disagree with me because they're just so heckin' cute. And if I could be in a kitten pile right now, I could die happy. Oh, I love kittens. Just how much do you like Spanx? Well, if you have listened to any of my audios or any of my play sessions, I adore Spanx. I really, 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 really like Spanx. And it's not just like me trying to impress people or show off or, you know, be into something that I'm not into. I legitimately love the feeling. It really turns me on. And I'm into like the discipline aspect of it. So Spanx end up being like a really good combination of things. What is your favorite color if it isn't actually gold? It actually is not gold. I'm actually not a huge fan of gold because it doesn't look good with my skin tone. But purple is my absolute favorite color. And pink is a close second, and silver is a close third. I don't know. I like all the colors except for probably orange. If there's any orange lovers in here, I apologize. I'm not trying to offend you. What is your favorite movie? probably Boondock Saints, which I realize it... Hey, I'm sorry that I offended you. Boondock Saints is something that I watched with my siblings, and it was one of those things that we watched over and over and over and over, and so it just kind of became this thing where we like quote the lines back at each other, especially if it has anything to do with rope. so that's pretty much my favorite movie. I'm also a huge fan of 80s movies like Labyrinth, Princess Bride, Neverending Story. I can watch those over and over and over and never get sick of them. Who's your favorite movie director? Honestly, I don't think I have one. It sounds a little cliche to say Quentin Tarantino just because, like, I think he's overhyped, but I genuinely think that he's brilliant. So, yeah, probably him. What is your favorite book? So there's this book called Ender's Game by Orson Scott Card that has been my favorite book since I was about 12. And it's pretty much the reason why I'm into sci-fi and fantasy, because I read it and I was like just so blown away by the creativity and the inventiveness in this whole world that he created. And I wanted to live in that world really, really badly. And so now I read that book probably once a year or so. And I've read the rest of the series because I think there's, I don't know, 6 or 7 other books in the series. But that book, like, legitimately changed my life. And there's some issues with Orson Scott Card in general, like him being kind of a bad person and kind of crazy, but I have a pretty easy time separating the artist and their work. So yeah, I would have to say it's Ender's Game. Who's your favorite author? I don't think I have a favorite author. So I collect books. I don't know if that's something that some of you know, but I collect books as like a hobby. And I have right around 4,000 books. So it's really difficult for me to say that I have a favorite author because I love so many authors and I collect all of their work. So yeah, I don't think I can say I have. I mean, if it came down to it, it would probably be Orson Scott Card just because I like so many of his books. But yeah, it's kind of spread out. What book are you reading right now? I am reading The Great Hunt, which is book 2 of the Wheel of Time series by Robert Jordan. I haven't had a ton of time to read, so I sped through the first book really, really quickly and absolutely fell in love with it. And so I own all the books, I just haven't read them. So I'm about halfway through the second one and I'm trying to find time to finish it. I just haven't. So I think there's like 9 more books in the series, so it's going to take me forever. What is your favorite band? Probably Alkaline Trio. I haven't listened to them in a while. I know they have a couple new albums out that I haven't listened to, but they are probably the band that I could listen to all of their music and enjoy all of it, where a lot of other bands I like certain songs or certain albums, but not everything. With Alkaline Trio, it's pretty much everything of theirs that they create I absolutely adore. What is your favorite television show? That would be Buffy the Vampire Slayer. I was obsessed with that show for a really, really long time, and I still go back and rewatch it every couple years from the beginning to the end. And, yeah, Buffy is amazing. And, it was one of those shows where I think it's the only show I've ever watched where I wasn't super disappointed with the ending. I was actually like, yeah, that's a legit ending. That's appropriate. You know, whereas shows like Game of Thrones, on the other hand, would have been my very favorite show if they hadn't gone and screwed up the entire last season and made me want to kill everybody. So yeah. Who is your personal hero? My grandma is my personal hero. She actually passed away a few years ago, but she pretty much raised me. And she was like this really, really kind, generous person who was also super sassy. So I spent the night with a boyfriend one time and I had my boyfriend call and say that I was going to spend the night because I'd been drinking. And she like flipped out, which obviously she should have flipped out because I was like 16, but she like took him to task the next day. She like just reamed him up one side and down the other. And she was like, you don't keep her out at night and that is inappropriate and blah, blah, blah. But then she was like, and come here and give me a hug because I really love you. So she like took him to task and then reminded him that, you know, he was still very welcome in her house. And that's kind of where I aim to be, is not to let people walk on me, but also to be very kind and loving and make sure people know that even though I'm upset at them or, you know, that they've pushed my boundaries, that it doesn't mean they're not very important to me. If you could choose to do anything for a day, what would it be? Okay, so the legit answer to this is super boring. I would sleep because I love sleep. I love sleep more than almost anything else in the whole world. And if I could just take a day to just sleep, it'd be amazing. But I will come up with something else. Like, my second answer to that would probably be thrift store shopping. So I love thrift store shopping, and that's where I get a lot of my books. And so I would probably just go to like a really big town, find tons of thrift stores. And then I would go out for sushi, and I would get my nails done, and I would be a super basic bitch, get myself a frappuccino and get my nails done and just hang out with people that I enjoy hanging out with. If money was no object, what would you do all day? I hate to say make porn because that sounds, I don't know, it sounds weird, but I probably would. I probably would just devote a lot more time to making audio porn. And I have some really sort of like grandiose ideas for audios that I want to do with, like, you know, sound effects and like series and, you know, guest actors and that kind of stuff. I just never have the time to do them. So if money wasn't an object, I could do that. I could set up my own sound studio and I could just focus on doing that. That's probably what I would do. If it wasn't audio porn, I would probably run like an animal shelter, especially for cats or wildlife. I would love to do like wildlife rehabilitation. But that's probably doable. I could probably do both. I could probably make audio porn and run an animal sanctuary. I think that's doable. In the evening, would you rather play a game, visit a relative, watch a movie, or read? That's super easy for me. It's always going to be play a game. I'm super into gaming, both video games and board games. And I think right now I own like something ridiculous, like 85 or 90 board games. And if I could play board games every single night, I absolutely would. The problem is that I don't have enough friends in real life who are into it. And so I keep getting my siblings to get into games. I took One Night Ultimate Werewolf to my family Thanksgiving one year, and they were like, this is so geeky, we don't want to play geeky games. And I'm like, look, it's really fun, just play it with me once, and if you hate it, then you don't ever have to play any games with me again. And now every holiday they're like, bring the werewolf game. So I'm sort of slowly getting them into more geeky games. I've had them play Sheriff of Nottingham, Pandemic, which they really enjoyed. My brother actually started getting super into it to the point where he went and bought Dead of Winter and Mysterium, which were both really, really fun. So yeah, if I could play a game every single night, that would be my ideal life. If you could live anywhere, where would it be? I have wanted to live in Maine for a really, really long time. And there isn't really any specific reason why, other than I love autumn. And the East Coast has such beautiful autumns that I really want to live in Maine for that. Also, I love seafood. So if I could get fresh seafood every single day, yes, 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 yes. I don't know if any of you have seen the movie Practical Magic, but that's kind of the house that I want, like the old Victorian, you know, lots of stories and almost kind of decrepit, but not like falling apart. That would be amazing. Let's see. What is the best gift you have been given? The gift of life. No, I'm kidding. I mean, that's a pretty good gift, but My siblings and I have always been really close. We go in cycles where we're not really close and then we get really close again, but we, like in general, we've always been really close. And when they were younger, they didn't really have any money to get me presents for stuff, so they would always clean my room for me. Like, I would come home and my room would just be like spotless, and that would be their gift to me, because they knew if my room was clean, I would hang out with them. So honestly, that's probably the best gift is when my siblings didn't have money to buy me anything and they just were super sweet and did nice things for me. What really makes you angry? I'm not a very angry person in general, but I get real, real angry if there's any kind of like prejudice or discrimination against people, especially the LGBTQ community. I have yelled at people in restaurants. I have a lot of transgender friends, and we'll go out to restaurants together, and sometimes they get looks, and I will 100% look at the person and say, can I help you? And they like will either, like laugh or they'll, look away or they'll come up with some excuse. And I'm not a confrontational person, but when it comes to that, I will confront people every time. The other thing that really bothers me is when people are just really inconsiderate. Like, use your fucking blinker. It's not that difficult to use your fucking blinker so that I know you're turning, so that I can turn also, and I don't have to wait for your stupid slow ass. What's my opinion regarding the head pats versus skull spanks debate? It's all good as long as there's a hand on your head being gentle and sweet. You can call it whatever you want. Let's see. If you could go back in time, what year would you travel to? That one's really tough because I would love to go to medieval times, but I also don't want to die of the plague. So if if I could travel in time and there was like a guarantee that I wasn't going to come down with some weird disease immediately upon landing, it would probably be like the Dark Ages just to see what it was like. Otherwise, if it was, there was no guarantee, then I'm going to stay in modern times, and I'd probably go back to like, I don't know, maybe back when my grandma was young, because she was like, she was fun to hang out with, and I would just hang out with her when she was like this young lady, and we'd go drinking together, and I don't know, just spend more time with my grandma. What's your favorite zoo animal? Probably lemurs. Lemurs are the cutest, and if you don't agree with me, you're wrong. I'm right on this. I'm right on most everything, but especially this. Lemurs are hands down the cutest. What's your favorite fast food chain? So around here we have Hardee's. I know it's called Carl's Jr. in other places, but around here it's Hardee's. And the menus are different, which is fucking weird, and it pisses me off because one of my friends was like, "What should I get from Hardee's?" And I'm like, "Get this fucking amazing burger. Called the Frisco Burger." And he's like, "Well, they don't have that." And I'm like, "What do they have?" And he's like, "They have like avocado fries." I'm like, that is incorrect. They should not be having those. They should have the Frisco Burger, which is the best burger in the whole world, and curly fries. That is what you should get. If you ever find a Hardee's, get a Frisco Burger and curly fries, and you will thank me. You'll be so grateful. What was your favorite subject in school? That would be English. I love reading. I love writing. I'm terrible at math. I have always been terrible at math. I will always be terrible at math. Yeah, English was my big thing. And a lot of times I got in trouble in other classes for reading. Like during math, I would just read a book and get in trouble, which is probably why I'm terrible at math, to be completely honest, but whatevs. Is there anything you wish would come back into fashion? Not really. Like most of the fashion like, I'm not a fashionable person, I'll be completely honest with you. I wear leggings and sweaters pretty much all the time. That's just what I wear because it's comfortable. So it's not like I'm, you know, trying to keep up with the latest trends or anything. I'm so excited that scrunchies came back into fashion. Like, hell yes! All my scrunchies, I get to pull them back out and use them. I'm pretty excited about that. Maybe bangs. Like, bangs aren't really in fashion. I don't know. Like I said, I'm not a fashionable person, so I don't really know what's in fashion and what's not. I guess as long as, like, stirrup pants don't come back into fashion, I'll be happy with that. If you had a warning label, what would yours say? So I was actually discussing this with a friend, and he mentioned that my warning label should probably have something to do with the volume of my audios. So if I had a warning label, it would probably be listen at low volume, unless you want your eardrums blown out. So yeah. What song would you say sums you up? So I'm going to cheat on this one just a little bit. I mean, it is a song, but it doesn't have lyrics. It's called In the Hall of the Mountain King, and there's a few different versions. The original version is what I'm talking about, but there's also a version from Trent Reznor and, what's his name? Atticus something. And that's really good too, but so the song is, it's sort of, it gives you this sort of like fun feel, like going on an adventure or being sort of like cheerful and happy and almost mischievous. But then there's also sort of this edge in the background where you know it's building up to something and something is actually going to happen. So I would say that song, where it's, you know, on the surface, you think it's just like really, really fun and cheerful and happy. But there's a lot more to it. I don't know. Yeah, probably that. What is your biggest fear? I used to be really afraid of death and losing people around me and being alone and that kind of stuff. But my biggest fear now is sharks, which is really, really odd because I live in a landlocked state. I have never seen a shark other than like in a zoo. But I just, as soon as I start thinking about sharks, my heart speeds up and I kind of get like short of breath. I don't know why I'm so afraid of them. Just, they're the killing machines. You should be afraid of them. Anybody who isn't afraid of a shark is dumb. So just, yeah. I love that. I love that gift. Are you into watching any of the four major sports, football, baseball, hockey, or basketball? No. Short answer, nope. I have never been into sports. I played softball when I was in school, but that's about it. I just have zero interest in them whatsoever. How did you start with GWA? What was your thought process when you decided to record yourself getting off and sharing it with strangers on the internet? So I started on GWA in December. I think I found it like at the beginning of December last year. And it was insane. I just listened to audios nonstop and was in this constant state of arousal. And it was amazing. And I seriously went through probably like 100 audios in a couple days. I was just listening nonstop. And then I realized that I was being kind of selfish and like I would comment on them, but I felt like I was consuming without giving anything back. So I thought I would do my verification audio and do like a little ramble fap and just kind of see how it did. So honestly, my thought process going into it was just like, I'm taking so much from this community. I feel like I should give something back. What motivates you to continue recording audios? Is it just people getting off to you, or is there more behind it? People getting off to me is super great. I'm not going to lie about that. The idea is super hot. The idea that people get off to my voice and the scenarios that I create. But I enjoy creating audios. That's why I do it. If I didn't enjoy it, I wouldn't do it. So my motivation to continue doing it is, hey, I'd really like to get off. I should probably record it. yeah, that's honestly what it is. I love getting off, and I discovered through GWA that I have a kink for exhibitionism. So when I'm not recording myself or someone isn't listening, it's not quite as good. So it definitely benefits me to record as well. Are you surprised that people like your audios? At the beginning, I really was. I've never really liked my own voice. And so when people started giving me positive feedback and, you know, like following me or subscribing to me, it was really bizarre. And I was like, I don't know why these people are here. But the more that I do it, the more work I put into it. And so it doesn't surprise me, I guess, that people, I guess, appreciate the work that I'm putting into it and the amount of time and effort that I'm putting into it. And I certainly appreciate it. It's always still really surprising when I get, you know, a new follower or somebody commenting or somebody DMing me to tell me how much they like my work. It's never like I expect it or I feel entitled to it, because honestly, the default would be people not telling me that stuff. And so every time somebody does tell me something like that, it's... I do this silly little thing whenever I get really excited where I like wiggle. I just like wiggle my whole body. And whenever somebody sends me a comment or a DM or says something kind about the work that I do that little wiggle. And it has never stopped. It's not like I've gotten used to the compliments or used to the people liking my work. I still do that wiggle every single time. Do you think about what you're going to say before you start recording a ramble fap, or is it just spontaneous? I usually have an idea in mind, like, if I'm really feeling orally fixated and I want to do a ramble fap based on, sucking cock, or if I'm feeling very submissive and I want to do a ramble fap based on being submissive or whatever the case may be, I typically have an idea in mind, but other than that, it's not like I sit down and outline it or anything. I just start talking about what turns me on and go from there. Did you have any "why didn't I try this before, it feels amazing" moments while recording? Just recording, honestly. when I started recording and I was like, oh my God, people are going to be listening to me and getting off. That's super hot. That was a moment for me where I was like, why haven't I done this before? Why have I not had people listening to me or watching me or doing something? Because I've always been kind of a shy person in general, but this really opened up the idea that I might be shy, but I really, really like people listening to me while I get off. Would you recommend audio recording to a female friend? Is the confidence boost, community interaction, etc. worth it if you have to unavoidably deal with all the dick pics, slut shaming, or the overall creepiness online? I think it would really depend on the friend. For me, GWA really helped me come to terms with my sexuality and the idea that I was very kinky, and it really boosted my confidence. But for somebody who was already, I don't know, confident and, you know, had come to terms with all those things, I don't know that GWA would be the place for them, unless they were into sharing themselves like that. For somebody who did want to explore their sexuality, I would 100% recommend it, because, yeah, there have been bad experiences, you know, creepy guys and slut-shaming and all that stuff, but it's totally, totally worth it. Like, for me, it's been kind of a life-changing experience where I'm able to sort of own who I am, especially as a sexual person, and be not only be judged for it, but be encouraged to do it and be praised for it, which is such a different perspective than kind of real life. So yeah, I would definitely recommend it. There would be a whole list of warnings that I would give my female friends, but yeah, if you can keep yourself safe, it's definitely worth it. Do you think that your friends would be able to notice any difference in Glim before GWA and current Glim? And does GWA affect you in real life in any way? Like I said, before GWA, I wasn't as confident, especially about my sexuality. So I knew I was super kinky, but I was, I guess, a little bit more ashamed of it and felt like it was something that people shouldn't talk about. So after GWA, I'm not out there, like, telling people, like, yeah, I like to wear collars and get spanked and have people degrade me. But if it comes up in conversation, I'm not going to shy away from the fact that that's who I am as a person, and being a kinky person is a big part of my life. So I think I've definitely had people tell me that I've been more confident in the past, like, 8 or 9 months. So I definitely think it's affected me. And then, does GWA affect you? Obviously, it might boost my confidence levels, but it also just helps me see the world in a little bit different way, because, I mean, I think we all do this. Like, if we see somebody listening to something, we're like, are they listening to GWA? Are they kinky? Because now I look at everybody and wonder what their kink is. Do you still have fun while recording, or does it feel more like an obligation now when you have a Patreon schedule, custom audios, etc.? Are you still able to have some me time without recording? It's definitely changed, because before I was doing Patreon and custom audios and stuff, I didn't post very often. I would probably post like once every 2 or 3 weeks, which was fine, but I actually think that it's been a good thing for me to get on a schedule so that I'm posting things more regularly, and it kind of pushes me to be more creative in the things that I'm coming up with, because I don't want to do the same thing over and over. And that's one of the big things I love about GWA too, is that it is a creative outlet. It's a sexual outlet for sure, but it's also a way for me to come up with ideas and scenarios and get into a character that I might not have been able to do before. So even though I'm busier with Patreon and custom audios and stuff, I think it's been a really good thing, and it definitely doesn't feel like an obligation. Like I said, the motivation for me to do this is just the fact that I love getting off. So getting off, if getting off ever becomes a chore or feels like an obligation, I will rethink things. And I definitely am able to still have me time. Like I said, I haven't had a ton of time lately to read or play games or anything, but that's a lot of real life stuff sort of in intervening as well. So it's definitely not just all the audio stuff. Oh, this question. What's the highest number of orgasms you were able to achieve in one session? And why is the number so low? When can we expect a new Ramble Fap audio in which you are going to break the record? So I'm going to answer the second part first. There will probably not be a Ramble Fap audio in which I break the record, because the record is 51. And that was, I think, within, I want to say it was like a 2-hour or 3-hour session. I stopped because I lost my voice. And so I don't know that trying to break that record would be safe or enjoyable. So I'm going to stick with 51 as my, my highest number and be happy with that. it would take a lot to make me want to beat that. What's your favorite toy? So I just recently got a, it's called like a clit sucker, and I've had one before and it was so amazing, but then it broke and I was so sad because I loved that toy so much. It has this, I actually just did an audio where I reviewed it, but it uses air puffs or like suction on your clit rather than vibrations. And then it goes inside you. And so it actually has like, it's like curved, and it has 10 settings on the clit part, and then I think like 3 regular settings on the bottom part and a bunch of patterns. If you have that sucker up to 10, I literally think you would be telepathic. I think that you could move things with your mind. I think that you could set things on fire with your brain. Because it is insane. It's if you need to get a gift for somebody in your life, I will link this somewhere. It is amazing, and it's not even that expensive. I think it's only like 30, 35 bucks. It's been the best toy that I've ever had. Any plans to do more live shows on Discord? Would you consider recording it for people who weren't able to listen live? So the last live show that I did on Discord that wasn't a Patreon show, we did record it. I just haven't had a chance to go through and clean it up and post it, but those will be posted. And I plan on doing them pretty regularly, not monthly, like I do the Patreon shows, but pretty regularly. So, and I'll always put them in announcements when they're going to happen, and you can sign up for, the public play role if you want to get pinged when they happen. And I will always record them for people who aren't able to be there. So this question, why are you so absolutely perfect? I actually only left that question in because it was so super sweet. I don't have an answer because I don't think I'm perfect. I mean, if I did think I was perfect, I would really reevaluate the fact that you guys are here. Like, yeah, I would not want to be a fan of somebody who thought they were perfect. But I did want to leave that question in because it was so sweet and it made me really happy. And I did a little wiggle. So I appreciate the fact that you think I'm perfect, but there are definitely things that you would hate about me. So your YouTube channel has a lot of wholesome shit on there. Have the things you talked about there personally happened to you? So my YouTube channel only has, I think, three videos up on it right now. And it's mostly just about sort of the human conditions of loneliness and, oh, there's people screaming outside. We're just gonna ignore that and pretend that it's normal. So the things on my YouTube just kind of deal with like loneliness, not feeling like you're worthy of love, feeling worthless, feeling down on yourself. And so, yeah, of course those things have happened to me. I think they happened to everyone at some point in time. Everybody feels like they're not going to find somebody to love them, or that they're not worthy of love, or that they're just, you know, this terrible person who doesn't deserve it. And so, yeah, I've gone through that. I've been lonely. I've been down. I've been sad and felt like I was going to be alone for the rest of my life. So, but like I said, I think everybody has. And that's kind of the point of making those audios, is to just remind everybody that everybody feels that way. And you're not alone. You're not a terrible person. And it will get better. What are your favorite toppings on pizza? So I love pizza, and I will eat pretty much any pizza. My favorite toppings are pepperoni and green olives together. The only pizza that I don't really like is pineapple, and I know that's kind of a contentious issue, but I legitimately think that it's garbage. Pineapple on pizza should not happen, and if somebody buys me pineapple pizza, I will throw it in the garbage. I love gifts, and I will always appreciate gifts, but if you eat pineapple on pizza, I'm sorry, you're wrong. So, Molecular asked, any audio, topics, genres, content that you're tempted or want to do but haven't yet for whatever reason? What and what reason? I actually would really like to get into doing some age audios, not like extreme age or anything, but like teenage type stuff. The problem with it is that Reddit is super, super strict about that kind of stuff and does not allow age content whatsoever, including they're kind of weird about age play even. So that's probably not something that I'm going to do anytime soon. If I do, it definitely wouldn't be on Reddit. I would try and find a different platform for it. I would like to try doing more fantasy and sci-fi type stuff just because I'm into it in real life so much. The problem is that I don't think that I could improv it very well. And I haven't found a ton of scripts that I'm super into. It's really weird doing scripts because you're reading somebody else's voice. And so for me, it's easier if somebody writes a script specifically in my voice. So that's something that I would definitely like to try, is just more sci-fi and fantasy type stuff. Interesting Suit asked, what are some personal kinks you enjoy? Is there anything you want to try? I have my kink list up on my Reddit profile and I think on my subreddit too. So if you're interested in what I like for kinks, it's pretty much all out there. I guess my favorite kinks are like DDLG, being submissive, degradation, definitely like pain play. Fear play is a huge one for me. Yeah, those are probably the big ones, but I'm really, really adaptable and I like a lot of things. So even though I'm into sort of the harder stuff, I also really like some of the softer stuff, the lighter stuff. I've done some GFEs. I don't think I've ever done anything vanilla. I don't know if I could do anything vanilla, to be completely honest. I think if I tried to do a vanilla audio, it would end up having Spanx in it and me being like, well, that is vanilla. It's super light and sweet. That is vanilla. My cat is coming in to say hello as well. Hi. Do you want to say hi? And then he also asked, did you eat my cake again? Which is a reference to one of my last audios where, it was a DDLG and I ate my daddy's cake. So, just to let everybody know, if there's cake around me, I will eat it. If you don't want me to eat your cake, you should probably hide it because I love cake and I will eat it. Heelboy67 asked, any kinks you discovered lately that have changed your sex life or point of view? Probably not discovered so much as just kind of like explored. A lot of my kinks have changed since I've been on GWA just because I've had more exposure to them and I don't find them as weird or I don't find them as taboo. I can't really think any off the top of my head that I'm like, you know, super into now. But I don't think I left my old kink list up, but if you would have looked at my old kink list compared to my new one, I changed a lot of stuff to favorites or I don't remember what the second one is, but the green dot that had been yellow or orange before. So I've definitely been more open about the kinks that I was a little unsure of before. Kinks that you are afraid to try out. I guess any kink that is going to leave permanent damage, like branding, cutting, anything like that, I would probably be afraid to try out just because obviously it's permanent and that might not be fun down the road to explain why you have somebody's brand on your ass. I don't know. I guess I would be kind of afraid to try out FDOM that wasn't gentle FDOM, like that was more hardcore or degrading or stuff like that, just because I don't think I'd be very good at it. I don't like hurting people. I don't like making people feel bad. So I would probably, you know, be like, yeah, you little bitch. And then I'd be like, oh, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. You're not actually a bitch. It's okay. So yeah, that's probably one that I'm afraid to try out. Have you done drugs or sex with drugs? The hardest thing I've ever done is weed. And yeah, I've had sex while I was high and it was amazing just because, when I'm high, things tend to slow down for me. So I'll think something happened like 3 hours ago and it actually happened 2 minutes ago. So sex while high is super entertaining and feels like it lasts forever. Have you come in public? I guess it depends on your definition of public. I haven't come while I'm like out walking around or anything, but I have come in a church, not while the church was in session. I was there for like a work thing, and after the work event ended, I fooled around with somebody in one of the back rooms. And then I have also come while I was parked at a park at like 3 in the morning. So, I mean, that's public, but it's not super public. Tallest heels you have worn. So I'm 5'3". Any height I can get is fantastic. And I would love to wear, you know, 4, 5, 6 inch heels, but I'm also a klutz and will definitely hurt myself if I try to do anything like that without a lot of practice. So the tallest heels I've worn are probably like maybe 2 inches. I would like to eventually get better at wearing, you know, huge stilettos and massive big heels, but yeah, for right now I'm a wuss and I don't want to break my ankle. And the last question is, what's something you enjoy that more people should know about? I have a few things, actually. There's a band called Mother Mother that is one of my very favorite bands. They have a song called Monkey Tree, which is one of my very favorite songs. And if you have not heard of them, you should absolutely check them out because they have some really, really amazing songs. There is a podcast called Sword and Scale that I listen to. It's about true crime. I'm a huge true crime sucker. I don't know if you've ever heard of the show Forensic Files, but I think that I've watched every single episode of Forensic Files that has been released. It was on Amazon Prime for a while, and so I would just watch. My cat is being really loud. I apologize. I watched from the beginning to the very end, and it's kind of outdated because I don't think they want to, you know, make new ones so that people know how they find murderers, but it's really, really interesting. And so Sword and Scale is right up my alley. And I know there's a lot of other true crime podcasts out there, but this one is really atmospheric and it really creeps me out in a good way. And then the other one is a YouTube artist. She does ASMR, which I'm super into. And her name is Valeria. V-A-L-E-R-I-Y-A, ASMR, and she's fucking gorgeous, first of all. She has, I think, a Russian accent, and she does these amazing, amazing audios that I just get super, super tingly from. So if you're into ASMR or pretty ladies, you should definitely check her out. And that is it. That is all the questions, unless anybody in here has any they want to throw at me that I haven't already answered. I would love to actually just read a book for a few hours, but my voice would probably go and then you would get no more audios for a while. So anyway, I really appreciate you all coming and listening to me ramble about very, very random things, and I appreciate everybody who submitted questions, and I will probably do this again in the future. Not that a whole lot will change probably, but you know. Thank you very, very much.